This is The Den Show.
I'm Chris Kay, and welcome to The Den Show, the audio martial arts magazine covering the whole spectrum of combative arts. Firstly, apologies the website hasn't been updated recently and that I haven't recorded any new episodes of The Den Show. Sometimes life gets in the way of these little side projects and you have to focus your attention elsewhere. But with a bit of luck, the podcast will return at more regular intervals. Coming up on this condensed version of The Den Show, is Chuck Norris going to be in the Expendables 2 movie?
The thing about The Expendables, Sly's the big chief, and he knows what he wants, who he wants.
And are you really studying a martial art, or is it just a sport?
This is The Den Show with Chris Kay. News.
So here are some of the news stories that have been making the headlines at thedenshow.com. Is Chuck Norris going to be in the Expendables 2 movie? And is there a Kung Fu reboot on the cards? Well, the rumours are that Chuck Norris has joined the cast of the Expendables sequel. The Delta Force star will join the likes of Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Jet Li and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Apparently I'm playing the bad guy and I will die, of course. I'm sure Sly will kick my ass and I don't like that. But that's the way it is when you're with a big star. And Expendable, I think my career will go back on top if I stay the way I am those days.
Meanwhile, Bill Paxton is in talks to direct Kung Fu, a screen adaptation of the classic 1972 TV series that starred David Carradine, according to Deadline.
Never assume that because a man has no eyes, he cannot see. Close your eyes. What do you hear?
I hear the water. I hear the birds.
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
The film's being put together under the Legacy Entertainment banner to shoot partly in China next summer. The original series tackled the adventures of a Shaolin monk as he wandered the American West, and the monk wanted peace but usually ended up winding up using his spectacular martial arts skills to kick some serious butt. In other news, ninjutsu instructor Ben Smith has just returned from Japan after a successful training trip. While on his second visit to the Far East, Smith was awarded his third Dan black belt in Budo Taijutsu. The art comprises of six samurai schools and three ninja schools that can be traced back for 34 generations. Finally, for now, BBC Sport have been reporting that Taekwondo world champion Sarah Stevenson has paid tribute to her mother, who has lost her battle with cancer. Diana, who was 63, was diagnosed with the terminal condition in January and passed away surrounded by her family in Doncaster. Sarah said she'd shown amazing strength over the past year, but was now in no more pain and was reunited with her dad, Roy, her soulmate.
Events.
Dr. Kasem Zugari returns to the UK for a seminar. Ninjutsu researcher and martial arts expert Dr. Kasem Zugari returns to the UK later this month. The author of The Ninja, Ancient Shadow Warriors of Japan, will teach spear and sword techniques from the classic samurai school, the Kukishinden Ryu, and unarmed combat from the Kotaru.
It's okay, you're still smiling, it's different, huh? Here, you catch the bones.
The two-day event will take place at Lordwood Boys' School's gymnasium on Hagley Road in Birmingham on November 26th and 27th.
Ninjutsu and every classical school, it's about the last standing man, the one who stands at the end, the one who really can face it.
Ian Abernethy, the author of Bunkai Jitsu, is hosting a seminar in Swindon on November 20th. The course will cover advanced applications and drills from the Pinan and Heian series. Many of these drills have not appeared in the books and DVDs and have also not been taught at previous seminars. The seminar will run from 1 till 5 o'clock and will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic College in Swindon, SN3 3LR. Meanwhile, on Sunday, the 25th of November, John Skillin will be holding a Street Effective Power Slap seminar at his Martial Arts and Fitness Centre in Loughborough. The course will run from 9 till midday. And looking ahead to next year, the Martial Arts Show Live is back at the NEC in Birmingham. The legend Joe Lewis attended the event last year and says it is a must-return show for everyone.
This is The Den Show. Feature.
So the main topic today on this condensed version of The Den Show, are you really studying a martial art or just a sport? Is what you practice a martial art? Today, the term martial art has become an umbrella expression for karate, judo, aikido, kickboxing, and so forth. However, the word martial refers to war. Does your system have its origin on the battlefield? Can it truly be called a martial art? Or is it simply a self-protection system or a sport? Granted, the roots of many Gendai Budo or modern martial arts come from classical schools, but nonetheless, they have been altered for the masses, developed for universities, or adapted into sports. That is not to say the techniques taught in these modern systems are ineffective. On the contrary, many are devastating. It's more to highlight the heritage of your style and for you to investigate how it developed and why the changes were made. Noticeably, the way the body moves in modern arts is different from Ruha founded in feudal Japan. Arts created in the Meiji era have been greatly influenced by the West and by sport. For example, Jigoro Kano took his limited transmission of Koryu schools, Tenshin Shinryu and Kitoryu, and created judo for the education system. And of course, judo has now evolved into an Olympic sport. Now, I'm not saying that classical schools are superior to modern systems. Everyone has their own interests and their own reasons for studying a particular style. It's just good to give some context to what you're learning. What are the techniques designed for? Have they been altered over the years? And why have they changed? Is the movement within a kata related to a killing blow on the battlefield? Or is it intended to get you out of trouble on the street? So in summary, just as a fighting system evolves and changes down the years, so does language as well. It's important to understand the meaning of the words that you use. So is what you're studying an actual martial art? Is it related to war? Or can it be classified as a self-protection system, maybe just for civilians? Or is it now simply a sport?
This is The Den Show.
And that wraps up this edition of The Den Show. Hopefully it will be back at a more regular interval. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or any feedback on The Den Show, please get in touch via the Den Show website, thedenshow.com. But for now, thank you for listening and see you soon.
This is The Den Show with Chris Kaye.